Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating expert. Phil is calling from Dublin, PA. What's up, Phil?
Bregman is on the decline. I would not make a case for Alex Bregman.
Who do you think is better, Bregman or McMahon?
McMahon is a great fielder.
No, I didn't ask you that. I said, first of all, Bregman's a great fielder
all right,
as well.
Bregman's better.
It's not even close. It's not even close. So you're saying...
So what? What are you going to get, a year out of Bregman?
No. I'm asking you, who's the better player? And if we could get to the point where we all know, so I just want to hear you say it, who's the better player, McMahon or Bregman?
Bregman's better.
Okay, so why don't you want
Bregman's
the better?
Well,
okay, agreed. So then why don't you want the better player is what I'm asking.
Because he's going to be 32 years old.
So what?
Okay? And
so
I already learned from DJ LeMayu, there's already a model of buying a player who's on the decline.
Yeah.
We got one or two good years out of him, and then he fell apart.
Phil, hold on. I got to insert.
Bregman's on his way down.
Gotcha.
He's on his way down.
I don't really disagree with that. I've got to insert one thing, though, here. You make it seem like Ryan McMahon's 24. In a month, Ryan McMahon literally turns 31 in December.
I know, but his skill set. As a fielder, he's not going to lose that.
Bregman's still a great fielder.
You're paying, what is it, 16?
16 mil.
16 mil a year for a guy who's got no stick. He's got no stick.
He is a great third baseman.
So, and thank you for the call. All right, there you go, caller of the day. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Let's get some calls in here, BT, before
Let's
we
go.
Say goodbye. Sonny and Malvern, we couldn't get to him yesterday. He's with us again. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, thanks, guys. I got an A-Rod thing, and then if you don't mind, a really fun time machine thing. A-Rod thing, very fascinating. Obviously, I think his insecurities come from, you know, his father leaving him when he was 8 years old. And the weird thing about that thing was, you know, and that's where I think he's obsessed with baseball, the Katie Couric thing. Did you see that?
Yes.
That was very strange. I think he did that to set her up to go on 60 Minutes and lie about, you know, the steroids. And he also, you know, used Big Mike. By the way, you know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, they're going to show that, I would assume, in episode 3 here, this one that airs tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Mike defending him. He was the only guy that I remember defending A-Rod, saying everybody was using steroids, but they were targeting A-Rod. Anyway, Time Machine, guys. I was watching a really good Time Machine movie the other day, young Christopher Reeve, and I thought about relating it to sports. If you guys could go into a Time Machine and go back to one sporting event in history, which one would it be? And I'll tell you mine. Mine is... Ali Frazier at the guard, and my best friend at the time, his father actually was the referee, Arthur McCanny, for that fight. So that'd be mine. Thanks,
that's
guys.
Thank you, Sonny.
That's a fun question. You know, I've been asked this before, and I've given you a very strange answer. I mean, easy thing is, yeah, I wish I was there. Namath. That means I have a Jets Super Bowl. Knicks, Frazier. I was 73. I almost always go back. I don't know why. to like Bobby Jones, like in the, I know this is crazy. It's an odd one.
In the 2000 playoffs you're talking about against the Giants.
No,
Bobby the one hitter.
No, Bobby Jones the golfer.
Oh, okay.
No, like from the 1920s or 30s when he was an amateur. He never got professional status. He was a lawyer, went to Georgia Tech. Just a very interesting golfer. I mean, one of the best of all time. But to me, to be able to go to, number one, it's over 100 years ago, which I would find incredibly interesting to be walking somewhere in our world 100 years ago. I kind of go with something like that, or really off the map. Anything jumping out to you?
No. Nothing? I mean, well, the first one that immediately comes to mind is Game 6, 1986. But that's probably an obvious one. But then you start making me think, like, the old Yankee Stadium. I would have loved to have been able to go to Ebbets Field. You know how much we love baseball. You talk about the Polo Grounds, Ebbets Field, Yankee Stadium. I wish I could go to a game. If I could go in a time machine, I'd go with my grandfather and his brother to Yankees, Giants, Dodgers games. I'd like to experience that.
A little Willie, Mickey, and the Duke kind of deal?
I can't. I know that they were, you know, my grandfather was a Yankee fan. His brother was a Giant fan. So to be involved, one of my cousins actually just passed away, was a diehard Giant fan. It's like, to go to a game then with all those three, to experience that.
To go one.
You know what I'm saying?
It's actually great. Well, I don't know if we're going to incorporate family. Way to one-up me there and make me look like
I didn't really give it much thought. I'm just thinking it's through, like, you know, as we think through it, the history of New York, and then I was thinking about my family because I know that they were around to experience that.
I like
you know?
It. It's a good call. I mean, my dad went to Ebbets all the time. I mean, Flatbush
Avenue, June 19th, 1846.
Was what?
First baseball game ever. That's what I'd like to go to.
Oh,
why?
Well, because I bet I would jump on the field and I bet I'd crush
You'd
everybody.
Be good. Now batting, Pete Hoffman. Hey, trivia, since you're talking the first baseball game ever, where was the first ever night game? What stadium?
Not Wrigley Field.
Nope. Yeah. I know I was the last one against the Mets. You know the answer?
What?
Cincinnati Reds. Had
was
the first
really?
Night game, yeah.
What was go. The name of the stadium? Crosley Field?
Crosley, yeah. Forbes, I think, was the Pirates. I think it may have been Crosley.
All right. That does it for us. Thanks to Dove, as always. Thanks to Hoff, as well. Thanks to everybody who listened and called. We appreciate each and every one of you. Back again tomorrow for a Football Friday, 10 a.m. Evan and Tiki, they're coming up next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.